the Trump administration has decided to bring home all American troops from Syria. That's according to a senior Pentagon official who spoke with NPR. The U.S. has been conducting airstrikes in Syria and has about 2,000 forces on the ground there to support Kurdish forces fighting against ISIS. President Trump tweeted today, "We have defeated ISIS in Syria, my only reason for being there during the Trump presidency." Joining us now is NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Greg, what do we know about this decision?
Well, my colleague Tom Bowman has spoken with a senior Pentagon official, and he says that the White House made this decision last week to remove all of the troops from Syria. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has been informed. So far, there are no details and, again, no official announcement on this, but this is the order that has now been given to the Pentagon.
Hasn't the Pentagon, though, been talking for a long time about a sustained military presence in Syria?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, including Defense Secretary Mattis himself saying that ISIS has lost its territory, but it still remains dangerous. You have all these other actors from the Syrian army, the Russian military, Iranian forces, and you need stability there. And the U.S. forces are providing that stability and serving as a deterrent from anybody else acting aggressively. And they want to keep them there for some extended period of time. It very much goes against what they've been saying.
So if the U.S. is pulling its troops out, the first question would be, has ISIS really been defeated, or are they just going to, you know, come back?
They've mostly been defeated. They've lost virtually all their territory, some tiny, tiny pockets in the far east of the country near the border with Iraq, where there's still some fighting going on. But the threat, of course, is that they can regroup, that they could come back, and that all these other forces will jiggle the map, and different forces will try to act in different areas. So not only ISIS, but again, the other forces, the Syrian army, for example, might start moving into different areas.
Well, what about the Russians? Doesn't this open up an opportunity for them to take control in Syria, or the Iranians?
It certainly does. One has to think that the Syrian president, Bashar Assad, the Russians and the Iranians who are supporting them will be very happy with this. They will present it as a victory that Assad remains in power in a strong position and that the Americans have left. We haven't heard officially from them yet, but you have to think they're going to be very happy with this announcement if this indeed does play out.
Greg, as they make decisions about this at the Pentagon, how much does Iraq weigh on their minds and just an absolute no desire to be drawn into something where they have to keep troops there forever?
Right. I mean, you can cite Iraq for two examples. One is an endless, open-ended American presence, but the other is the American withdrawal from Iraq in 2011. It was shortly after that ISIS came about and forced the U.S. to go back in. So there's sort of two lessons there. You can sort of pick whichever one you prefer.
Well, whatever happens, hopefully this will at least speed up the end of this conflict that has killed hundreds of thousands of people in the Syrian civil war. NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.